You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. All right, I'm continuing on with Satan's attack on families, and he just wants us all dead. And one of the ways he's doing it is with sickness, disease. He's taken over the healthcare industry. He has taken over, had us declare ourselves incompetent and turn our care over to licensed government officials called MDs. By the way, MD stands, it stands for more drugs, because that's what they do. They kill people. You violate God's laws and you get sick, and then you run down to licensed government officials in white coats with stethoscopes, and they cut, burn, and poison you. So take your insurance, take your medical industrial complex, stick it where the sun don't shine. I don't want it. For those people that want it with the vaccines and everything else that they hand out, hey, have at it. Have mine. I don't have insurance. I don't pay into that system. And I'm a health protester. I protest the healthcare system, because I see them murder people time after time. And I can tell you these things because we're not a government church. We don't have permission from the government to exist. We have not incorporated. We have not become a 501c3. We've told the government to stick it where the sun don't shine. And I'm not a licensed preacher because they don't control me. I get my license from God, not the state. This is all done under the First Amendment to educate people. That's the main thing, educate. Now, let's get back to this. What are they doing here? They're murdering us all, and Satan's at the very bottom of it. You know, if they ever come to you and they tell you that they're going to put you on palliative care. Oh, that sounds so nice, so smooth, so easy. They're going to keep you comfortable. See, my wife has done hospice care and end-of-life care for 40 years. Run! If they talk about palliative care for you or one of your loved ones, run! That means they're going to kill you. They're going to slowly increase the morphine and mix some fentanyl in there with it. And they're going to have you dead very shortly because you're a useless eater. You're costing the system money and they want to eliminate you. And the bottom line is Satan hates you, especially if you say you're a Christian. He hates you. He wants you dead. So they're going to kill you. Hospice care. You know, she's had patients that they put them on hospice care. They have Alzheimer's. They can't remember. They don't understand that pain in their stomach, oh, that means I'm hungry. I just need to eat something. They can't remember to eat. They can't walk down to the dining room and get food because they're on hospice care. They don't have to tell them that they're supposed to eat. They starve them to death. Hospice care, they want you dead within 6 months, and the sooner the better. Don't let them murder you with their health care, their cut, burn, poison, their hospice care, and especially the palliative care. Run for your life. And if you have family, somebody that you love and care about that they're doing this to, get them out of there. Take them home. Take that care of them. They will murder them. Satan wants them and you dead. Don't let them do it. First Amendment. That's why I can tell you this, and we're not licensed. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.